You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast.
Hey, Matthew.
I thought you were going to let me get through it.
Yeah, that's what you get for thinking. What do you call a man with a rubber toe?
I don't know.
Roberto.
Yep, makes perfect sense. I should have seen that coming.
You're welcome.
With a cyberpunk twist, my name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
I'm Dan, I play Alphonse.
Well, it's got serious.
I'm Norris, I'll play Bo.
My name's Sean, I'll be playing Fallen.
And I'm Jason, I'll be playing Drangor Darkmoon.
Oh, son of a bitch, my fucking map just closed on.
No!
Map down.
It's a real Dave move.
Hang on just a second. I'm going to fix it. It's going to be okay.
It's not
fixed
yet.
Come back next week on D&D.
Anyway,
join us again next week.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to bring it back up while I do the shit.
You're failing horribly.
I see that. Farts. The crew took a meeting with the Baron, Wyatt Ironhand Carson.
Ooh,
when negotiations met their inevitable conclusion, the crew moved on to the Baron. We pick up right where we left off with you insane yahoos. Can I fucking
twist?
It won't. If I do that, it's going to fucking kick me out of it again. Anyway, we'll figure it out. We pick back up right where we left off. You guys stepped off the ship, shrank it down into its bottle, and you are standing on this massive balcony right outside what you assume is the Baron's throne room.
Well, shall we head in?
I'm going to try to stealth in.
You're in the middle of a 150 foot wide balcony.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty visible.
But I'm gonna just run in. Fuck it.
As you guys look through this massive door, and it's probably a 35, 40 foot tall, just enormous doorway. You almost could have damn near flown the ship in. Like it is enormous. You see very little light coming from inside. As you look in, it is imposing shadows coming from everywhere. But you can dimly see these green glowing lines deep in the throne room.
Do we notice him?
You saw him step inside, and that was the last you saw. Do you all approach?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you get close to the opening, you hear from off on the right, in front of you and slightly to the right, I was wondering if you boys were going to show up. It's good to see everybody's here. And then a second later, you hear from the left-hand side in front of you. Step on in. Let's conduct business.
Step on in.
Hey. I'll ask everybody to roll initiative.
Woo! That's a nat 20 for me for a 25.
Very nice, Bo. Hang on just a minute. Let me bring up his.
My name's Norris, by the way, Mr. DM.
My name's Norris, by the way.
Don't make me hit you with my Wand of Orcus.
Getting
funny
cocky.
Thing about my Wand of Orcus is it's located within my pants.
Giggity.
Norris is 25.
Also 25.
Also 25.
Also 25, weirdly enough.
All of you are 25? What's everybody's dex?
Plus five.
Okay, rollies.
Is this just a flat roll?
Yeah, just a flat roll.
13.
16.
Okay, so we're going to go Norris, and then Alphonse, and then Drangor.
Some high rolls.
Yeah.
Jeez,
go kill 15. Some shit.
15. Ash. Oh, Jesus. Well, which of the two of you has the higher dex?
I have 16.
You have 16 dex on a paladin?
Yeah.
Holy Hannah.
12.
Okay, so yeah, definitely Ash. And then...
our cleric bringing up the rear. Is Orin joining us?
Oh, forgot about Orin.
Don't forget about Orin. The bottle.
Well, Mike did stay on the ship. So Mike is in the bottle.
Critical repair.
Okay, let me bring up Orin. He has a +1 to initiative. Which makes him tied.
Like,
which makes him tied with you two.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot to tie. Just put him at the
He
end.
Has the lowest dex of 12. Or no, you two are tied for 12, aren't you? All right, rollies.
12.
14. Okay, so it's going to go Ash, Orin, Fallen. What are the odds?
That has never happened.
What are the odds of 2 3-way ties?
All right, everyone, go buy
a
lotto ticket tonight.
I'm always down for a 3-way.
Jesus. Whoa!
I'm sorry. My name's Norris, by the way, Mr. DM.
So, as you guys walk in, like I said, it is pitch black in here. Like, unnaturally dark. Even with your... yeah, you're all down here at this end. Even with your advanced dark vision, like, if there's no light shining in an area, you cannot see it. It's almost like the shadows are... an entity in themselves. The only lit area is this central part of the room and these four glowing spears. And sitting in the middle of this circle is Alphonse's sister. We will mark, actually.
Make it D.
Oh, you want me to use D?
Give me a little incentive.
Oh, D, where are you?
Come here, you beautiful.
There she is.
There she is. You beautiful gal, you.
What you do not see is Wyatt Carson. Norris,
mm-hmm.
You're first in initiative.
I'm just going to take my 40 feet and move forward.
Okay. So each of these is 5 feet. This is a very large space. I'm going to keep it zoomed out until we start working in a smaller area. But you can count out each of those as 5 feet. Oh, we can just say it's... yeah, we'll say that to there is 50, 50, 50, 50. Just so everybody can kind of keep it...
perfect.
All right, well, set up I think I'm 40-ish.
Okay. Okay. Any actions? Alphonse.
You can move again, Bo.
You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll do an action dash and do 40 more.
Okay.
Matthew.
Sounded like a fart.
Sounded like a Kawasaki. Our DM just shit his pants.
Jesus.
You didn't deny it.
Alphonse.
I'm going to take my 50 feet, move forward, and then action dash to the center. As close as I can get to the center with 100 feet.
Okay, you can get to right there. That would be the 100-foot mark.
Done deal.
Okay. Anything for bonus action?
Can I make an investigation check on the spear in front of me?
Yes.
Pointing to the center, does it?
Make an arcana check.
Arcana? Cool. 21.
With what you've gathered from your new knowledge of magic, it does appear as though these spears are each magically charged and trained directly on your sister.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Drangor.
Double action move.
Okay. With that, you're going to hear seemingly between everybody, you hear from this general area, lambs to the slaughter, and then gunfire just rings out. He's going to take one shot on each of you that have run forward. That is a natural 20 on Alphonse.
Oh.
He is going to pump into that a psionic strike. So you will take 12 plus. I should have gotten more dice out.
Not a good sign.
Oh, it's not that crazy. You'll take 22 damage, and I need a strength saving throw.
Five.
With a 5, you are hit hard enough that you are knocked prone. And then I will take my next attack on Norris. That will be a 31 to hit, Norris. And with that, he will use his Dreadful Strike. So you will take... Let me roll... You'll take 13 piercing plus 6 psychic damage. And then Drangor.
I have a cloak of displacement, so he gets disadvantage against his first attack.
So it'll just be a flat roll. Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
Okay. You will take 20 damage. And you guys all saw, so as he says this, you all turn to look in that direction, and you see this bluish purple charge pulse down his arm and into the hand cannon he's holding as he fires on all of you. And you can just see the energy go down his arm into the gun and out the barrel, just this bright bluish purple pulse hitting you, and he disappears into darkness. Ash,
I'm gonna move my 30 feet forward.
Okay.
In the line that I'm in, though.
Okay.
So along the wall, and I'm going to...
And you did just see the same thing. Like, you saw this blue-purple pulse in this arm.
I'm going to dash and then take another 30.
Okay. So as you moved through this area, the thing that strikes you is you did not see him as you just ran through this area where you saw him firing from. And it seems... the darkness around you just seems so imposing. Anything for a bonus action?
I think I will... no, I'm going to hold it for now. We'll call it there.
Okay. Oren is up. And he is going to cast Dancing Lights. And he is going to send 3 Dancing Lights out. Oh, I need a mini for Oren. I never did paint a mini for Oren, surprisingly enough.
Are there alien minis?
Yeah, you can get minis of damn near anything. We're gonna use Gregor. So he is going to send out Dancing Lights, so he's got these 3 orbs that sprout out of his staff. And they fall in these areas right around Ash and light up that area. And you see nothing in the radius of this light.
Okay.
Anybody got eyes on this guy?
No.
Not yet.
After Oren's turn, he is going to use 2 legendary actions. Let's go with Oren, or not Oren, Drangor. I need a strength saving throw.
No problem. 5.
You feel a force grip you and throw you against the wall over here. You're going to take 3d6 bludgeoning damage.
Do we see his arm light up or anything?
Nope.
And 14.
14 bludgeoning. That brings us to Fallen.
Okay. So... this is where we saw him last, right here, correct?
No, he was pretty much right where Ash is.
Ash is. How big is this area? Like, area-wise.
How big is that? You have... it's 100 foot across.
100 foot? Okay.
And about... we'll say it's 100 foot across, 200 foot long.
Cool. So, Fairy Fire is 60 foot by 20 feet?
No, I think it's a 60 foot range and then a 20 foot cube.
Gotcha. Okay, misread that. So, with that, I'm going to take a shot in the dark.
Okay.
I'm going to drop Fairy Fire here.
Okay.
And see if I can catch anything. DC 17 for it to save if he's there.
Okay. So you drop this, and it's like this, that same kind of glitter from the nuke spell that he used. It's like this celestial glitter falling in this cube, and it falls on nothing.
Okay.
With that, you hear almost right behind you, "Nice try." And he's going to take a shot at you.
Okay.
25 to hit.
100% hits.
Let me roll my damage. Actually, I take that back. He's not going to shoot you. You get stabbed.
Okay.
You feel a blade run through you, and you look over. You don't see a fucking thing. And you take 11 piercing damage.
11? Okay. And let's see if I have any...
And you just, as he runs his blade through you, he gets right up to you, and you just catch this glimpse of him, almost like the shadows are parting around his face, just so you can see the smile on his face. And then he fades back into the shadow.
Oh, that's cheeky.
Remember, you're in my home. That brings us to...
Do I see blood drip on the ground from where he stabbed me?
Like your blood?
Yeah, I see it drips on the ground where he's going?
You see some drips on the ground.
So can I point out where he is then?
You don't know where he is.
Okay, damn, yeah. I was hoping... Worth a shot.
Norris. I would imagine you would have, like, called out in pain, like...
Yeah.
You know, you'd have heard somebody get stabbed.
Yeah. Norris is going to bonus action manifest echo right next to me.
Okay.
And then hold an action.
Okay. What action would you like to hold?
Just an attack action.
Okay. If anything comes within melee range?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alphonse.
I don't recall. You have to use your action to stand up if you're not prone.
No, it's half your movement.
Half my movement. Okay, so I'm going to use half my movement to stand up, and then the other half of my movement to get closer to the cage.
Okay.
And then with that, I'm going to use my action to self-cast Warp Sense.
Okay, what's that?
So for the duration, you sense the presence of portals, even inactive ones within 30 feet of yourself. If you detect a portal in this way, you can use your action to study it and make a DC 15 ability check using the spellcasting ability. On a successful check, I understand the portal.
What's the range on it?
30 feet.
You don't sense anything within 30 feet. Is it concentration?
Yep.
Okay. So if you come in into within 30 feet of a portal, or I would include like teleportation circles and stuff like that in that, I think. Portal. If you come within 30 feet while you're concentrating, I'll let you know.
Okay. And then however close I got with my...
Oh, you have 25 feet, don't you? That would have put you right on the edge of this circle that she's in the center of. There's no cage.
Just standing there.
She's just sitting in a chair in the middle of this circle.
Okay. Just cast this.
Drengor.
So I know I can't see him, but am I still allowed to make a attack roll in the direction that I think he might be?
You can fire. It, you just have to tell me where you think he is.
Would I have seen Fallen get stabbed? Would that be something I could have noticed?
You would have heard Fallen get stabbed.
I probably would have shot in that direction of where I think.
Okay,
maybe he
which
was
side?
Stabbed. Is this Fallen?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go maybe here.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and shoot it. Go ahead and attack at disadvantage.
I'm going to use my heroic inspiration.
Okay.
Get advantage, so that's just a straight roll.
Straight roll.
It's a 23.
23? You you see, as you fire your bolt, you see the spark of metal on metal as your bolt is deflected off. Okay. As he uses his reaction to parry.
I'm going to use the rest of my attacks and attack that square.
Okay.
Since I feel like I hit in the direction where he's at, but
it'll
just
still
didn't.
Be at disadvantage.
That's fine. That definitely won't hit as long as it's the same AC. One more attack.
So he can only parry once per turn.
Oh. So that was a 21 to hit.
Meets it, beats it.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh.
For 9 damage.
Okay.
And since I have the Vex property, I'm going to attack again.
Flat roll, yeah.
That's only a 18.
That will not hit.
And then, fuck it, I'll use my bonus action to use my other hand crossbow to shoot again.
Okay.
Well, at disadvantage, that doesn't hit.
Okay.
I hit him once, though.
You hit him once! Fuck yeah, you did.
Even a god can bleed.
On.
Oh, and I'm going to use whatever is. Whatever the heal is, a bonus action.
You just use your bonus action.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
What is I forget the name of the ability.
Second wind.
Yeah. Is it a bonus action to use it?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind then.
So, for his. He's going to use one. Oh, no, wait.
It's not a bonus action.
He's used all his.
It just says I can do it.
Pretty sure second wind is a bonus.
It says you draw upon your limited well of physical and mental stamina, regain 1d10 plus 12 hit points.
If you look up above.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, it's listed under the bonus actions. I know I'm right. Actually, he does not have any.
Wow.
He doesn't have any legendary actions left this round until his turn. Oh, which is right now.
Shit.
So you see him step out of the shadow right next to Fallen. And you see just this blur of blades. I'm going to make all my attacks to you.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 standard, and then he has, because of his, what the hell is it called? The new things, the Nick property on his weapon. He gets an offhand attack,
mm-hmm.
So he gets 4 attacks on you.
Cool. 18.
That'll be a 26 to hit.
Yeah.
And he's going to pump another psionic strike into that. So that is going to add 12. So you'll take 15 plus 2, so 17. And I need a strength saving throw.
That's a 14.
That is a failure, so you're knocked prone. Mm-hmm. So he got advantage on the first attack because he was hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you're prone, he'll have advantage on the rest of them. That's a 29 to hit.
Jesus.
Nice.
He will take 18 damage on that one. Next, a 32 to hit.
Yep.
You will take 9 damage on that one. And then for his dagger attack, that is a 31 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you will take... Nope, that's not correct. And then I add 26. You'll take 11 damage from that. And with his bonus action... he will fade back into the shadows And so you see him. He's going to use his psi-powered leap. Mm-hmm. And with his bonus action, he just launches himself into the air and disappears into the shadows. You do get an attack of opportunity.
Perfect.
So you guys know you are fighting a level 20 character that I built.
It's going to be real disappointing when we kill him.
I'm just curious how you got I've never played a level 20 character.
So as a warcaster, you can use your reaction to make opportunity attacks. So cast a spell?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that to cast a spell on him then.
Okay.
So pulling it up here.
He's not exactly a level 20 because he's a legendary level 20.
20 plus.
Yeah.
Okay, so there it is. So it's going to be a guiding bolt.
Okay.
Twenty-four to hit.
He did just have his turn. Nope, because this is a spell attack, so he can't parry that. So yes, it would hit.
Perfect. So that's a third level guiding bolt. So that's going to be 66.
Okay.
So that's 16 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And advantage for the next person on that.
Does it say that they cannot benefit from the invisible condition?
Lightstrike towards a creature of your choice within range. Make a ranged spell attack against a target. On hit, target takes radiant damage. The next attack roll made against this target before the end of your next turn has advantage thanks to its mystical dim light. Glitters on target until then.
Okay, so he's lit.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like he could disappear into the darkness if he's lit up.
Yeah, he sparkles for the moment.
So you see him take this radiant damage. And he launches himself into the air, and you guys would see him. Where did I put his name? There it is. You guys would see him land on a balcony right up here, overlooking the. He's 30 feet up on this balcony, overlooking everything, and he's just slightly glowing.
He's gonna croak. He's up there!
Yeah, you just took a decent chunk of damage.
Oh yeah.
That brings us to.
Did I get a go?
That was your next.
Oh okay.
Because that was Wyatt's turn. Oh. He just got an attack of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That was a long turn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you, Ash.
Okay, he's 30 feet like directly above me.
Yeah, pretty much. He's 30 feet up and like 10, so he's at like 40, 45 feet.
Ah, dang.
Are you wanting to teleport up to him?
I was going to Misty Step
so
up to
you,
him.
So you can run right below him and then use your Misty Step to get up there.
Oh, okay.
Because it's 30 feet up, so I'll let you Misty Step up there once you use your movement to get to the base.
So he's right above right here?
Yep, that's where he's at.
So I move over directly below him. Misty step up to him, mm-hmm. right in front of his face now, and I go to. Yeah, I'm gonna swing at him.
Okay, you have advantage on the first attack.
Advantage on the first.
Yep.
Big money, big money, big money.
20. The first
20 does not hit. Dang. You go to swing at him and he's got this, you look in his hand and it's a rapier. It's this beautiful engraved rapier, and at the base of it he's holding a pistol that the grip is the pistol, and then it goes
badass.
Into this long bladed rapier.
I want this sword now. I'm second attack.
Whatever you took me. 22.
That does hit. Well, this is a melee attack.
Yeah.
He's going to use his reaction to parry it, which gives him a 24 AC.
Of course it does. Bastard.
It's good fun.
Okay. Just reading through some stuff here. Bear with me. And yeah, we're going to call that no bonus action on this round.
Okay. I need, he's going to use two of his legendary actions. I need a strength saving throw from you.
Strength saving?
Yep.
Okay. 17.
17. He's, as you take these swings, he parries the second one, and then he just comes out and he pushes, but he doesn't actually hit you with his hand. He just pushes his hand out, and you fly through the air 30 feet off the balcony and fall in the middle of the room.
Can I use one of my Misty Steps during the fall to Misty Step to my feet?
No, because you can't cast Misty Step as a reaction.
Okay.
And you already used your Misty Step bonus action. So you will take... Here, I'm just going to fucking do this. You will take 12 fall damage.
Okay.
And that brings us to Orin. Orin is going to move his dancing lights up to the balcony. So there's just these three orbs kind of circling, making a frame around the Baron who's standing up there, and you see him kind of grit his teeth and grimace at these lights, just fucking annoyed. And I don't think it costs anything to move them. I think it's a bonus action to move them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what I'm going to say. And then he's going to use his action to cast something. He's going to use his action to cast Norris is coming up very shortly, so he's going to cast Vortex Warp and teleport Norris into the balcony with the Baron.
I like that.
I thought you might.
I like that.
With that, you go out of range of your
yep.
echo, and it disappears. That is Orin's turn, fallen.
Perfect.
So I can see him, right?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to need... Where is that spell? There it is.
Dex 17.
Dex 17.
Actually, is he within 60 feet of me?
Yes.
Perfect.
Let me see what his dex save. His dex save's pretty good. That would be a 21.
Shoot. Okay. Let me just see here. With Flame Strike, vertical comma... Column of divine fire roars down from the heavens at the location you specify. Each creature in 10-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder. The romantic dexterity saving throw creature takes 46 fire damage, 46 radiant damage on a fail save.
So Norris will have to
half
do the
damage.
Norris will have to do a dex save as well. He's within that cylinder.
What am I doing?
Sorry, buddy.
Roll
you
a dex
just
save.
Fuck me.
Yeah. What?
Tell Earth I said hi.
Oh, there we go. 23.
Okay, so both are going to take half.
Mm-hmm. So it's 26 damage. Half of that is radiant, and half of it is fire.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
You said 26?
Yeah.
So half is 13. And then, so like, we'll say 6 of that is fire.
Yeah.
So he'll half that. so he'll take 10.
Mm-hmm. And does the radiant do anything special to him at all?
Radiant seems to affect him just as normal. The fire is a bit less effective on him.
Okay. And then, let's see here.
I gotta stand up. Ever since you started doing the standing during combat, I can't sit during combat. I just can't do it.
It makes it easier.
It feels wrong.
So, bonus action, step of the night. That allows me to start flying.
Okay.
So now I'm going to put myself. Here, 30 feet up.
Okay. That's at least 80 feet.
That's fair, but that's the closest I got for you.
Okay, is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Okay. After your turn,
there you go.
He is going to use a legendary, his last legendary action, and he's just going to... Norris, you're right in his face. You startled him a bit, so he's going to...
You brought me there. What do you mean I startled him a bit?
Oren brought you there.
Oh, Oren brought you.
So he's going to take an attack at you with a natural 20.
Can I react to that if he's within 60 feet of me?
He is within 60 feet of you.
Silvery barbs.
Oh, silvery barbs? Okay.
What's that mean?
I have to reroll. That's still a 27 to hit, but it's not a crit.
Yeah, it is.
And then on as well, Norris, I'm choosing you. You can reroll. Or you can... You have advantage on your next attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
It's kind of wasted on him. He's got reckless.
Is it, though?
You'll take 14 piercing damage. And that brings us to... Norris, that's you. He hasn't raged yet, so I have a feeling he's reading his new spells. As soon as he didn't rage right away, I was like, all right, I see you.
Norris, the necromancer.
Deep in thought. It's like the statue. What is it? The thinking man?
At Linker.
The thinker, that's it.
Alright, let's see.
Which for Norris is rare.
I can see smoke coming out of Bo's ears right now.
There is so much cool shit. To
yeah,
this
he's
thing.
In he's in Norris mode, so his IQ automatically drops.
His character sheet isn't written in Abyssal, so he's
That would be pretty sweet if you could actually change your character sheet with a button, the context of it.
Facebook used to be able to change your language to pirate, so everything would be in, like, pirate words.
Oh, I remember that.
Why did they ever get rid of that?
Man, nobody realized at the time that Facebook was just trying to teach us all to code.
Yeah.
Same with MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I meant, MySpace. I was thinking of MySpace.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so I'm right in his face, right?
Yeah, yeah. Up in that grill.
Do some.
I am going to use one of my spells, which is 4 charges of the 7 that I have for power word kill.
Okay.
And I am going to look at him and just say, die.
And he... Ha! Boy, you don't know how that shit works, do you? And he just laughs at you.
It doesn't work?
No. Okay. He has to be under 100 hit points for it to work.
Oh, well, there's that. All right, well, then I'm going to bonus action rage.
Okay.
And then...
He's throwing the spellcasting out the window and going. Yeah,
and then I'm going
I tried this shit. It didn't work.
I'm going to use my second wind on myself.
You can't. It's a bonus action.
Actually, it doesn't say.
Fuck you, it does. It's under bonus action. DM, you piece of shit.
It's like I know this game really well.
Ah!
I hate you.
And everybody's headphones just blew.
You're welcome. You need some less hearing in your life.
It was hiding in the back seat of the truck.
That's your turn?
Yeah, I used my action and my bonus action.
All right, Alphonse, you're up.
All right. So what I want to do? You said that my sister is sitting on a chair with legs on it, right?
Yes.
Cool. I'm gonna take three shots at the two front legs of the chair, and I'm going to tell her to roll with those shots. Roll forward.
Okay.
Gosh, let's see. So there's a 22, a 17, and a... Let's make sure. And a 14.
You successfully shoot out the front legs of this chair. And you saw, you would see as you came up, she didn't react to your presence. She's almost just kind of in a haze. And as soon as you shoot these front legs out and she tilts forward, you see all four of these spears, this green electricity charge, go through the tip of the spear and into your sister.
Okay.
And she takes an amount of damage you don't know.
Okay.
But now you know what it does. So your sister is prone in the center of the circle. Is that your turn?
All the spears are through her. Does it look like she's been breathing?
It looks like they just surged electricity through her. She is still breathing.
Okay. But not the spears didn't. Did they load back, or they're just stuck in the ground right there?
They're still being held by the four statues.
Oh, so is it just surge of energy?
Yeah,
out
it's
of
just
all four
a
tips?
Surge of electricity that shot out the tip of the spears.
Just okay. The tip.
In that case, I'm gonna use my full movement, so 50 feet, and get behind all of these steps.
Okay, so do you want to run through?
On the outskirts, like standing near the base of the steps.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and move yourself around. You could probably make it, because you're having to go around, you could probably make it to about there with 50 feet.
Okay. That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Drangor.
Is there a subsequent balcony on this side, similar to what he's standing on?
Yes, yeah. You see each of these little outcroppings there? I'm calling each of those a balcony.
Okay. I'm going to bonus action Misty Step to get on that balcony.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot at him. And I'm going to give myself a rogue inspiration for advantage.
Okay.
Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
11 damage.
Okay. Yep.
For 10 damage.
Yeah, he already used his reaction against Bo. Yeah. How much damage was the second one?
10.
10. Okay.
For another 11 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and action surge.
Okay.
Do it again. We're on a roll. 11 more damage.
Okay.
Nine damage. I don't like that you're not adding things to it.
Oh, I am.
And eight damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
That fucking triple advantage elven accuracy bullshit.
Combined with heroic inspiration.
Yeah.
Every turn.
Yeah.
People are sleeping on the champion.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, the champion's way rowdier than it used to be.
It's boring, but it's effective.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good description of it. On his turn. He's got bow. Oh, by the way, bow, when you raged holding this mace in your hand, whenever you raged and the flames came out, they came out the same flames that they have been since your upgrade. But then starting from the hand that's holding the mace, the flames just start to turn green as it works its way up into your chest. And then as it goes across to your left-hand side, the lightning starts turning green. And so you're just this green ball of fire and lightning.
I'm a flaming Hulk.
Like, meh?
He is going to take an attack at you, Norris, with his rapier. That's going to be a 31 to hit, and I need a strength saving throw from you. Let me roll my damage.
Well, that's a nat 20 for 29.
Okay. You will take 15 piercing and 4 psychic. So you'll half the piercing.
Eight.
And then take the full psychic. So 7. So you'll take 11 damage. And that is, I think I can only do that once per turn. So in that case, he's just going to unload the rest of his attacks on you.
Okay. Just for my knowledge, how big is this balcony we're on?
Small, like 10 by 10.
So we basically take up the whole thing?
Yes. That's a 25 to hit.
Yep.
Take gone.
You will take 18 halved to 9, and he's going to hit you with. I have another damage boost that I have to find somewhere in here. I can't find it, but I know it adds. Oh, Dreadful Strike. There we go. So it adds 2d6. 4. And you'll take 6 psychic.
Damn it, quick.
And then third attack. Jesus. That is a 33 to hit. You'll take 15 halved to 7. And then he's going to use his offhand dagger. Holy shit, another 19.
19 to hit?
No, for 31 to hit. He's got plus 12 on his dagger. And then so you will take 8 piercing half to 4, and then 4 poison half to 2.
So 6 damage?
Yes. And then for his bonus action, you're going to get an attack of opportunity. He's once again going to leap in the air and disappear into the shadows above him.
And that's just a melee attack?
Yeah.
So question, with this wand, I get random properties. What is that?
We haven't done the random properties.
Oh, properties, that's what I meant.
Yeah. You're supposed to get like some things that are bad for you and some things that are good for you. Mm. But we didn't have time to figure that out between episodes. Otherwise, we'd be here all night.
Time out. This wouldn't really matter much, but actually it would, because it would take one of those away. I get a +3 to my AC. So that would put me at a 27. So one of those...
You get a +3 to your AC?
While holding it. Protection. You gain a +3 bonus armor class while holding the wand.
One of those was... So that puts you at what? 20?
27. And that other one was a 25. That last one was a 25.
You have a 27 AC?
I have a 24 AC, but +3 would be a 27.
No, that's factoring in the +4. As soon as you attune to it, it automatically adds the +3 to your armor class. It's already... Because your AC was 21. Now that you're attuned to that, it goes to 24.
That doesn't make sense, because I don't have to hold it while I'm attuned to it.
Yes, but D&D Beyond, to make it easier for you, they automatically factor it
in. That's gay. I like my way better.
Yeah, you want an AC of 27?
Absolutely, I do.
No.
Absolutely, I do. All right, never mind then. All right.
Yeah, so your AC is 24.
So let's see. What would this be if I was to just hit him with it? If I was to just hit him with it, it would be...
I think it's a D6 plus 2D12.
1D6 plus 8 plus 2D12.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, that's what I'm going to hit him with.
Okay. Hold a hit.
And then I just use my... So it's a +12 to hit.
Yep.
+13, +23, +24, +25 to hit.
Can't parry that. So yeah, he'll take it.
All right, so that'll be...
Is he gone?
Yeah, he flew up in the air.
Oh.
This is his attack of opportunity.
So that'll be...
As he left. His melee range.
Is this a D12 right here? Two D12s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I took the feat to not get opportunity attacks. There's so many features on a level 20 character.
So that's 20 damage.
Okay. Okay, no, I do not have... It's now speedy instead of mobile. But I do not have it. You said how much damage? 27?
20.
20?
I mean, I like 27 if you want to do that.
And what kind of damage? It's all necrotic, right? I believe that's all that thing does is necrotic damage.
Just bludgeoning, and then the 2d12 is necrotic.
Yeah, okay. So he just takes regular damage. All right. So he flies up in the air, disappears into the shadows. You do not see where he is. Ash.
Let me use half my movement to get up.
Okay.
And then half my movement towards the center this way. Sorry. Yeah, like right there.
It's about right there.
And
have no idea where he went.
Nope. All of you would get the feeling if there's not light directly on him, he is not visible.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hold for now.
Okay.
Just
hold your action if yeah. anything comes within melee.
Correct.
Swing
yeah.
on it. Okay. That brings us to Oren. I tell you what, I'm just gonna leave this kind of up to chance, so I can't actually. Pick three spots on the map, and that's where he's gonna send his dancing lights. And then right there, we'll mark that. Okay. So as soon as he moves his dancing lights, you see just on the edge of his dancing lights in this corner, you see the Baron. Good pick.
It's worth a shot.
And Oren is seeing that you were prepared, Oren's going to vortex warp you, Ash, right into the Baron's face. You can now use your held actions.
All right. It's two swings.
And Alphonse, you would hear Oren yell out, "Hey, big guy, what you got going on over there?"
Checking out the throne.
Let me know if you need any help.
Will do.
21 and a 29 to hit.
Both. The first one, he will use his reaction to parry. The okay. second will hit.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Divine Smite as a bonus
action.
Bonus action. Now.
Yep.
So I'm doing that.
You get one freebie.
So I'm going to use my freebie.
Okay.
On this first one. Too bad I wasn't in that 20. That's okay. And I don't remember. It's a long. One damage.
Okay. And that's all slashing and radiant?
Yeah, slashing radiant.
Okay. Oh, that's Oren's.
Yeah, I have no longer. I don't have X blades anymore.
Still have hex.
Yeah.
But that would you wouldn't be able to do that till your turn, because
correct.
You're out of turn right now.
Yeah, that's everything right there.
Okay. Fallen.
Perfect. I am going to... Now we need to play a little defensive here. I'm going to cast Beacon of Hope.
Okay.
So.
Wonderful.
With that...
Is your flying concentration?
I believe it's just an action. Let's double check here. Just says bonus action.
Okay. It doesn't say anything about concentrating as though it's a spell or something like that?
No.
Okay. If you don't see it, you're good. Yeah.
Not that I'm seeing.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So you got Beacon of Hope up. Mm-hmm. Remember that you're concentrating on that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do?
When I cast healing spells, they're maxed.
Oh. Hell yeah.
So,
as well as advantage on wisdom saving throws?
I believe that's the other one.
Oh, okay. Or a vital. Okay.
Yeah. Beacon of Hope. For the duration, each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws, death saving throws. You gain maximum hit points possible when healing.
Yeah.
So, if you're on a death saving throw, you also have advantage on that. So, good stuff.
So he will use, after Fallen's turn, he is going to use two legendary actions to leap up and try to get the fuck out of there. Attack of opportunity.
No, that misses. 12.
Okay. Nobody sees him. Norris.
All right, so what I'm going to do as a bonus action, first and foremost, I'm going to second wind myself. That gives me 1d10. Plus 3, so 7, 8, 9, 10, so that gives me 10. And then, as an action, I am going to use my Wand of Orcus to call undead.
So you are currently raging?
I'll drop rage.
You would have to use a bonus action to drop rage.
All right, well, I'll take away my 10.
Okay.
I'll drop rage.
Okay.
And then... perfect. Yeah, so I'll just use my action to call undead, which allows me to call as many undead as I can, as long as I can divide them by 500 hit points within a 300-foot area of myself. And I'm going to call up 5 undead.
At 100 hit points
each? At 100 hit points each.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then as a bonus action, I'll rage again.
You used your bonus action to drop rage.
You're right, so I'm not going to use a bonus action at all other than to drop rage. And then, that'll be my turn.
So, as soon as you... So, they're going to have initiative right after you. As on their turn, because these three are in this circle, the electricity will pulse, and them and his sister will all take...
Well, would his sister take it since they're in the middle of those three?
They're still in the circle. Everything in the circle gets electrocuted.
Oh, I thought it was only in the area of that.
Nope.
Well,
32 lightning damage. So those three have all lost 32 HP.
Okay.
And you can move them or anything you need to do.
So how does... Do they get actions? Or what?
You have to read the spell. Well, I don't know.
So, it's not even a spell. It's weird. God damn it, that was the wrong thing.
Oh, there. Let's see what I can decipher real quick.
Here's what it says. It says, while you're holding the wand, you can use an action to conjure skeletons and zombies, calling forth as many of them as you can divide 500 hit points among each undead having average hit points. The undead magically rise up from the ground or otherwise form an unoccupied space within 300 feet and obey your commands until they are destroyed, until the dawn of the next day.
Okay, so they have either the stats of skeletons or zombies. So you can click on the hyperlinks where it says skeletons and zombies.
I don't have any hyperlinks.
In the description, the word skeleton and zombie should be lit up blue. Oh. Okay.
Not in D&D Beyond.
Okay. So they do have actions. They each have one attack. They have plus four to hit, and they do five damage.
Okay. Okay. What's their movement speed, does it say?
30 feet.
Well, then I am going to move... You said they all come after me?
Yeah, yeah. It's their turn after you.
So, like, each one is, like, their own deal, right?
You can move all five of them individually. Okay,
so I'm just going to move these three out of the circle. And that's it.
You hear in your head, yes, use the power. It will make you stronger.
I don't acknowledge. I just grit my teeth.
Okay, that brings us to Alphonse.
I'm going to shout across the room. I don't know where these zombies came from, but can you use them to pull my sister out?
I don't know where the zombies came from either.
Okay. With my full movement around that terrain, I'm trying to make my way to the throne. So I'm going to use absolutely everything to get that direction.
Hey, make it.
Yeah. So as you walk up to the throne, you do feel that this glass back here, this massive window behind the throne, is essentially a teleportation circle.
Oh, do you want me to make my DC check now?
I don't remember what the DC check is.
I have to roll 15 or above to try to understand it more. Like, I've detected
okay,
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me just check what kind of DC it is. 1 second. Warp sense. 15.
I'd imagine it's probably like Arcana or something.
Ability check using your spellcasting ability.
Okay, so it's a d20 plus your charisma.
D20 plus charisma. Charisma, so that would be an 18.
Okay. So as you come up to it, you understand it's a teleportation circle. Teleportation circles, as long as you know your destination, you can essentially plug in. It's like a zip code. You can punch in a zip code, and it'll whisk you away to wherever that is.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, as long as there's another teleportation circle, that thing will get you there.
Okay. Yeah, so that was my action, movement. Bonus action was dash. Or full action. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Hey. Gringor.
So we have no idea where he is?
You do not see him.
I'm going to use a bonus action to use my second wind or whatever.
Okay.
To heal. And then I'm going to hold my action to see if he pops up so I can fire at him.
Okay, so if you see him, you want to fire in that direction. Yep. Okay. Are you like floating or something?
I'm on the balcony, remember?
Stepped up. That's right. That's right. Okay, so you would see the pulse from his firearm, literal firearm, from right here. Let's see, who's been the biggest pain in the ass?
Norris.
Norris hasn't been so bad so far, actually. The one that hit him the most is probably Drangor. He is going to use an ability called Fan the Hammer. Anybody that's familiar with old revolvers, that's basically where you're just... So he gets 6 shots. Whenever he uses the Fan the Hammer ability, he's going to send all 6 at you.
Well, first one's at disadvantage.
Okay. Well, it'll be a flat roll because he was hidden.
I'll take what I can get.
22? Okay. Let me bring up... this. 22 damage on the first. I rolled max damage on that. He can't use... I don't have him using any of his additional damage abilities whenever he's using Fan the Hammer, because that's concentration enough. I rolled max damage again on the second. Oh, actually, let me make sure it hits. Ooh. It might not. It's only a 19. Even with advantage. Does it still hit?
Yeah.
Oh, you take 22 damage. I can't roll much worse than that. 24 to hit.
Yep.
Can't believe I rolled max damage twice in a row. 17. 32. 15. 28 to hit. 15. 27 to hit.
Holy crap.
For 14.
Is that all you got?
I could always action surge if you'd like. And that will bring us to...
Oh, do I get my attack actions?
Yes.
So if I use it, do I get all my attacks? Or do I just get one attack?
You get all your attacks. Okay. They are at disadvantage because he is still obscured.
Okay.
But you know where he is.
All right.
You technically have advantage on your first one, and then the disadvantage cancels out, so you can roll flat on the first one.
So, all right, so that'll be a 26 to hit.
That hits.
For 12 damage.
Okay.
And then just flat roll again since I hit. That'll hit. For 12 damage again. And that's only a 15 to hit, so I won't hit.
Okay. Ash. You were able to see where that was coming from.
So I'll do my Eldritch Blast on where it was coming from.
Okay.
Disadvantage.
Yep, roll your attacks at disadvantage.
Damn it.
Wasted a 20?
Yeah. one is 20 to hit.
Does not hit.
That one doesn't hit. This one might. 23 to hit.
23 does hit.
Okay.
And it's a spell, so he can't parry it.
What a pussy.
Right? Oh my god, really?
Hey, it hits a hit.
4 damage.
4 damage, okay.
I'm on a ledge, right? I take it?
No, you're down on the ground.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to take my movement to move kind of towards, yeah, right there. Perfect. And that's it.
Okay. Orin is up. He is going to... Oh, actually, I have what might be a fun idea. Orin. Alphonse, you need any help over there, buddy?
Yeah, can you get my sister out of the center?
Oh, shit, I could sure as fuck try. So he is just going to use his movement to move over into the general area where he was, and he's going to cast Thunderstep to teleport over here. And Thunderstep does, I think, 3d10 thunder damage? Mm-hmm. I'm going to verify. I think that's what it is, though. Yeah, 3d10 thunder damage. So you guys see little old Mr. O. He just dawdles over, and then you hear... He's in the dark, so you guys can't see shit. You just hear echo out from him, and then he appears halfway through the room, and just like dust settling around him. and then as a bonus action, technically, because it's from his... I think it's from his staff. Let me hang on just a second. I think I can get some more distance so that he can get closer. Inventory, staff of power. Oh, no, it does not. I thought it had Misty Step on it. It does not. So that's as far as he can get. I will have him roll an Arcana check at disadvantage because of the distance to see if he can surmise what's going on and how to stop it. I think he's pretty good at Arcana too. Yeah, plus 9, so that's a 23. Or no, I said disadvantage, didn't I? So that's a 14. I think the best option is to stay the fuck out of the circle until we figure out how to deactivate it.
Sounds good.
Just my best guess. Fallen. Perfect.
So what I'm going to do is cast Mass Cure Wounds.
Okay.
So with that up to... Wailing for Healing Energy, which point for me, the range, shoots up to 6 creatures.
What's the range?
60... foot.
And you have a 60 foot fly speed, right?
30.
Oh, it's only 30 foot. Okay, yeah, you can hit everybody that's over here. I was gonna see if there was a way that I could get you close enough to hit his sister, but there's no way.
Yeah, unfortunately no. But 37 health.
Okay. 37 health to everybody, to all 4 of
sweet
people there.
Mm-hmm.
Orin thanks you.
And then Healing Word is a bonus action. Correct?
What'd you do?
Oh. I didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Healing Word is a bonus action, correct?
Yes, but it's a leveled spell. You can only cast one leveled spell.
That's what I thought. In that case, I'm going to start dropping down to the ground before my flight drops.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good call.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
There you go. Norris.
Okay.
So did I see, was I able to see where I think he was?
Yes. I think this is the first time Norris has dealt with a really mobile fight.
All right, well then, I'm going to... Now I will second wind myself as a bonus action. Ooh, that's 10. Plus 3 is 13. And then I am just going to hold my action.
Do you want to stay in the balcony or do you want to move?
No, okay. I want to stay on the balcony. And then... Yeah, so I'll just hold my action and my attack action. And then I'm going to move... And I've seen where I thought the Baron was.
Yeah.
I'm going to move these two as close as I can. So I'm going to move this one. It's full 30 feet, which would be ish and probably ish.
This one you think might be close enough to hit something if you want to roll to attack.
And yeah,
you get one attack, and it's a plus 4 to hit.
Plus 4 for 5 damage, right?
Yep.
All right, well then, yeah. So for that one, I'm just going to roll an attack. It misses.
Okay.
And then this one, I'm going to move 30 feet.
I thought that was a light.
That one was a light.
Nope, this one was one of my guys.
Oh.
All of my dice were my guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, this one is a light.
Yeah, that one's a light.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, well, then this one I will move 30 this way. And this one I'll move 30 this way. And then this one, just for good measure, we'll move 30 this way. That's it.
Okay.
These zombies are skeletons, by the way.
That's a good question. Do they have flesh on them or just bones?
Well, what would be... Do I get to choose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meat or no meat?
I feel like you would be a skeleton.
Let's say they're all skeletons.
Okay. Okay. Spooky, scary skeletons.
It's October. Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down.
Alphonse.
I want to make an arcana check to see if I can find some sort of trigger around the throne to shut off the electrified spears.
Give me an arcana check.
Okay, that'll be 13.
13? You don't find any trigger. You search around the throne, see if there's like a switch somewhere or anything like that. You don't see anything that stands out to you.
Okay. I'd like to use my movement to get close to the skeleton then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Drangor.
So I am going to fire in the same spot I was firing before, and I'm going to use my heroic inspiration to make a straight roll. 23 to hit.
23.
I forget what that number was.
So it's 21. He'll parry it.
Okay. So then does that count as a hit for my vex?
Nope. No.
Okay. So disadvantage.
Matt's like, nope.
Goddamn right it doesn't.
That'll be a 27 to hit.
Oh, that will hit. 100%.
For 12 damage. And then I have advantage on the next one, which gives me a straight roll. For 26 to hit.
Okay.
For 12 damage again.
12 damage.
And I'm going to use my bonus action to heal again, because ouchies, ouchies.
After your turn, he is going to use a legendary action. I need a strength saving throw from you.
Ooh. 22.
No effect.
That was lucky.
You feel something pulling on you, but you don't go anywhere. You're able to, like, grab the railing and say, fuck you. He gets the idea that you're pretty fucked up. So he is going to take a few shots at you.
First one's at disadvantage.
Straight roll. 20 to hit?
That'll hit.
Okay.
I don't think he's not hit under 20 other than the one.
It's, I mean, he's got a plus 14 to hit.
The thing about high level, we all have a lot to hit, but not greater ACs.
Yeah. Yeah, ACs only, well, I mean, ACs get pretty high. 15 damage on the first one. I need another strength save from you. Oh, and then the
D12. Ooh, that's a nat 20.
Okay. You're still going to take another 10 psychic damage. Second attack. Yeah, that's a 26 to hit. That is going to be... Yeah, Drengor pisses him off. 10 piercing plus... 10 psychic. And then third attack. It's going to be 23 to hit. This one's just a straight 15 piercing.
I'm down.
Okay. He collapses... On the...
Oh, he's up on the balcony.
Yeah, he's up on the balcony. So you guys do not have line of sight on him. And then you guys don't know what happens. Ash.
So we have a relative idea of where he's at.
You have a relative idea of where he was. I think at the end of this round, we'll pause it for this week and then pick it up next week. I see a lot of droopy eyes.
I'm going to move just right in front of his skeleton.
Okay.
Like yeah, right there.
Right there? Okay.
And I'm gonna hold an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Just in case I do see him pop up out of anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And if he even like takes a shot, then you'll know his location, and I'll allow you to do your attacks at disadvantage.
Like we did before.
Like we did before.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. That's really all I can do here.
Yeah. Oren is going to use his movement and bonus action Misty Step to get to the base of one of these statues so that he can make an Arcana check, not at disadvantage. And he's pretty good at Arcana. That is going to be a 23. So he's going to... He examines the floor in this, and he examines. There's runes carved in. There's like a not a password, but He probably has something on him. So if he enters the circle, it disengages. And he's like pointing to all these runes on the floor. See this one here? This and he's like explaining it. He's just rambling on about how he came to that conclusion. He's frantic. So that's his turn. Fallen. And everybody would have... Mr. O's very loud for somebody his size, so all of you would have heard that.
Can I get up there? Let's see here.
Where are you trying to get to?
Up to Drangor.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because you don't have a line of sight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Step of the Night is a bonus action. So, okay. Bonus action, Step of the Night, get up there.
So, I take it you're going to action dash? Because that's more distance than 30 feet.
Can I just get line of sight? That's all I need. Like, can I go 30 feet up?
So, I already said the box is 30 feet up, and he's behind the railing, so you still wouldn't get line of sight on him.
Schnitzel.
Yeah, you'd have to dash in order to get to a position where you can see him.
In that case, we're going to dash. Okay. So.
Yeah, so we'll put you, we'll say you went up. Do you want to get into the box? Or do you want to just float up where you can see him?
Nope, I want to be right next to him.
Okay, you're in the box.
And let's see if I can. Is that an action for divine inner? My divine stuff. Yeah, I can't do that. So, with that, I'm going to just take a defensive action because I can't do anything else since I dashed.
Okay.
I can't cast a spell, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we will pause it there and we will pick up this combat next week.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to part one of the Baron.
I think this is our first two-parter
combat.
Yeah.
Make sure to check us out next time as we find out how we defeat the Baron. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Don't forget to also drop us a comment to let you know what your thoughts are on this so far, as we're all beginning to learn a lot of new things, Bo. But until next time, we'll see you then.
Toodles.
Bye.
Later.